The Blindfold by Greta Stoddart. Once in a room in Blackpool, we had to make do with the grubby band that held aside the curtain. I perched on the edge of the bed while he tied the knot once, then, ouch, twice, sending me in that pretend dark back to knicker wedding games of blind man's buff. Arms flailing down a hall of coats, seeking ever greater dark in cellars, deep in wardrobes, cornered in the arms of. In that brief blindness, you are bereft but alert to the senses left to you. Like the game show hopeful conjuring out of his dark, a sofa, fridge, a wick in the sun, or the night nurse at noon, the nose job patient counting the days. All that dreaming under wraps. Even the hostage inhaling oil-smeared cloth maps the cadence of road. And the condemned in his limbo interprets every sound through the gauze of memory. But who wouldn't seize the chance left open by someone's careless hand, as I did that last dirty weekend when I lied to his how many fingers? But did at least close my eyes to lend a kind of authenticity to my guess. And though I usually craved the not knowing where or how his touch would next alight, now I could peek, like a thief through a letterbox, at him, still faithful to the rules of a game we'd made up, that I'd just dropped. And it struck me then that in all our time together, my tally of infidelities, this was the closest I'd come to betrayal. And when my keeper reached forward, I flinched, knowing my time had come to confess, naked as the day, babbling and dazzled by the light.